way! We are at DEFCON 1! Maximum readiness! Brayden, get off his back! He is not a horse! I need gauze and a pillow! Sarah, you're the oldest. Put pressure on this and hold it! That bowl is not a frisbee until after you eat your oatmeal! Did I, or did I not, ask you to take your face out of the glue?
What did I tell you about putting Legos up your nose?
Sarah, where is that head count I asked for?
I think 12.
Not possible. It feels like 50. Count again.
I can't count that long.
You need to learn to count.
But you're my teacher.
Oh, now you get smart with me. Miss Hillary, how many do we have?
They're moving too fast. I can't keep track.
We're over in toddlers.
Where is Nicole? She was supposed to be here 20 minutes ago. She's never late for drop-off.
I don't know, but kids just keep coming. Miss Kelly, I can't sign them in fast enough.
If she doesn't get here soon, we're going to end up with those effing toddlers in our class all day.
Well, good morning, Johnsons. How are you today? Welcome to school, Chase. It's so good to see you.
Okay, how many paid their pants in that time?
I'm counting at least 7.
We're outnumbered.
Bisco, a sitcom podcast series. Created by Mark Fallon. Produced by Lisa Hermit Johansson and Jake Leibold. Season 1, Episode 2, Bump. Written by Mark Fallon.
So, how many kids did you have this morning before Eileen got here?
38.
My gosh, that's like a lot.
Yeah, 18 over ratio.
What?
Ratio, Mr. Pete? The reason you have this job?
I don't know what that means.
Oh, for every 10 students, there needs to be one teacher.
You know, a large part of our job is staying in ratio, right? Like, we could lose our childcare license if we don't.
Is that why I brought all those kids to the toddler room? I thought they were being demoted.
What does that even mean?
You know, like, learn to count, kids!
That'd be the day. Not the best start to the morning. To an outsider, it might have resembled part wildfire, part earthquake, and part Sharknado. Is that common? Ha! This job is like standing on the edge of an active volcano. It's why I keep a stockpile of M&Ms ready for times like these. Is that allowed? Well, no. But with that amount of sugar, you only give out one at a time anyway. This is about bribery, not suicide. Oh, being out of ratio? No, that's not allowed. We need more staff. But our fearless leader, Ms. Eileen Prescott, won't hear of it. It's hard to overtake her daughter as the lead teacher of this class, and when these little monsters wait until I'm at my weakest to coordinate an attack on my candy reserves. I'm just gonna, hang out in here until they come down off that sugar high. Maybe think of a new way to get my classroom back from Eileen.
My mom? No, she does not take well to new ideas from others, or as she would call them, psychological Trojan horses. When she was pregnant with me, she told my dad she didn't want to go back to work. And when my dad said she could stay home with me if she wanted, she took that to mean she couldn't have it all. So she started this business just to spite him. Yeah, so she won't take well to the idea of me not being a lead teacher of this classroom. Which is clearly the destiny I've always dreamed of.
How many?
23.
Ms. Eileen, please tell me how we ended up with 38 kids this morning with only 2 teachers.
Well, Nicole called in sick, but no one picked up the phone to find out or to tell me.
Do you know what it's like to drown? Running out of air, choking on water with every last breath.
Is this in reference to
your muscles slowly shutting down?
This morning?
Just give us the plan.
Well, Mr. Pete is here now, but we're still going to need to bump kids around to make it through the day.
I don't think you're supposed to do that to kids, boss.
Veronica's assistant teacher's gone too, so today, Mr. Pete, you're going to work in the infant room with Veronica.
What? No! Why can't he just stay in here? Cover for Nicole.
Yeah, boss, I don't think that's such a good idea. I'm not entirely sure how to hold a baby.
Well, it's either you bump 3 to toddlers and one of you two goes down to infants, or you bump 7 toddlers up and all 3 of you stay together.
I don't know what that means.
Ms. Hillary can work in the infant room today.
Ms. Hillary is to remain in her classroom as a lead teacher, but you're welcome to go to infants with Veronica if you'd like.
Let's not forget that I'm a lead teacher in this classroom also.
Well, if not you, then Mr. Pete. You choose.
I traded Eileen a favor for letting Hillary be the co-lead teacher with me.
And now, she's holding it over my head. So I either go work with infants and let Hillary steal my class, which is my nightmare, or I let Pete go work with infants and let Veronica steal him away, which is my nightmare, or we take care of 7 additional snotty, pooping, biting toddlers for the entire day, which is also my nightmare. Ms. Veronica.
Bergstrom! Welcome to DEFCON 0!
Hello?
Nicole, I got your message. How are you feeling?
Well, I was feeling terrible, but my fever is down 3 degrees to a ripe 101, so now I'm feeling like a million bucks. Bucks. Feeling like a million bucks.
Have you taken any medication to bring your fever down even more?
If I've taken 6 Tylenol but vomited 4 times, how much Tylenol have I really taken?
You could take more. And if you're feeling better, then I was hoping you could come in.
Well, I guess I could try. I already emptied most of my bowels into the toilet, and the rest went into the recycling bin. It's all trash now.
I wouldn't be asking you if we weren't so short today. But if you can't make it, I'll have to put Pete in preschool for you.
But he still thinks Jenna's EpiPen is a pest dispenser.
Oh, man. How do we get the candy out of here? Ouch! Stung me. In the tongue. Whoa. Yeah! All right, kids. Who wants to race me?
My goodness. I'll be right there.
It's all under control. Nicole will be here soon, and I just need to look at the numbers and move some things around. This is just another walk in the park at a school like this. I haven't owned and operated this business for 23 years to let a day like this break us. There's a fine line to dance between maintaining ratio and maximizing profits, and that means maximizing ratio. These teachers understand.
I hate it when she plays ratio roulette. We ride the edge of the law, and I get exiled from my classroom so she can make an extra buck. What? Substitute teacher? What do you think this is, the public school system? No, at a daycare, you can barely afford a floater, let alone someone who knows how to teach. Pete is our floater, or as Eileen puts it, just a body in ratio. She is not wrong. But one extra body is never enough. Usually, we just bump kids around until everyone's coats are lost and there's no daylight left.
Can you pass out snack, please?
Sure. Oh, what? Goldfish again? I'm so sick of... Ah, fine.
For the kids.
Whoa, Jack, that castle is cool. Can I help?
No, Mr. Pete.
Oh, yeah, sure. I can make a better tower on my own anyway. I see what you did there. You opened the other side of that goldfish box.
I can't believe this is my destiny.
Is everything okay? You don't seem like yourself lately.
I don't feel like I can be myself lately.
Because you forgot makeup this morning?
No, you beehole. Because the path I'm on was chosen for me by my mother.
Well, you know, you can take any path you want, right? When I walk my dog, sometimes I just let him walk me. We went to the cemetery yesterday. Don't worry, Rocky. We'll pick out a nice spot here for when your time comes. And then your territory will be marked forever.
Thanks for the advice, Mr. Pete. I think I will.
Believe me, it's not all it's cracked up to be. We didn't see a single ghost.
No, I'm going to take my own path.
Gloves. Now. Change that one, feed the one next to it, and warm the bottle for this one.
So they don't have names.
We don't have time.
How many do we have?
8 babies, 2 teachers. Maximum ratio. They came in faster than I could sign them in.
Not again.
Are you going to do something about that one? The whole cry it out strategy doesn't apply to babies that are due for a bottle.
I'm working as fast as I can.
You changed one diaper in the same amount of time that I fed three kids.
Are you always this competitive?
Don't you bring up bowling league again. Those guys were crossing the foul line all night. Only a wussy throws a 12-pound ball anyway.
I can't believe I'm stuck in here with you all day instead of my own classroom with my boyfriend.
Boyfriend? Really?
As long as we're competing.
Hardly seems like a competition.
Oh, shut the door upstairs. You knew I had a thing for him, and you still took him home after the bonfire last week. Right in front of me.
Listen, he had a few too many. He needed a place to crash. My place was a few houses down. Nothing happened.
Yeah.
You're not dating him anyway.
Whatever. Once I get back to my classroom, I'll have all the FaceTime I need to win him back.
We're over in preschool.
Bingo! There's my ticket!
You know there's eight babies in here! You're leaving me alone, out of ratio! Game on. What? No, I'm telling you nothing happened, so no. Okay, fine, we kissed. We were both feeling drunk. But it was so incredibly aimless. He has really poor aim. My nostril was a popsicle.
Oh, Nicole, that was fast. Great. I want you to...
One second. I need my head and my stomach to catch up to the rest of my body.
Let's just lay you down right here in this rolling chair.
I'm going back to preschool to cover ratio. What is Nicole doing here?
We're over in toddlers.
We needed a warm body for ratio, so here she is.
We're still over in preschool, and I can't get Mr. Pete to stop racing the kids around the class.
Oh, I won again! In your face, Jack!
We'll put Nicole in infants instead of me. All Veronica wants in a co-teacher is someone who will stay out of her way.
Miss Hillary, I'll be right there once I get Miss Kelly back to infants.
You can let her go. I've got to handle it on my own.
See?
I'm not going to put a sick teacher with the most vulnerable population of children. Miss Veronica, I trust you can handle it, but legally I can't.
Hey, boss, I really gotta pee, and these toilets in here are too short. Plus, I can't get the bathroom door to close.
Mr. Pete, the doors stay open for safety.
Doesn't seem very safe to have Sarah staring at me.
Do not use the toilet in front of a four-year-old. I will be right there so you can use the adult bathroom.
Just let me go down there.
Nicole is going down there, and you're going back to infants before I write you up for leaving Veronica alone.
Nicole is not in any condition to work.
Hey, I only stopped twice on the way here to throw up.
She looks great. We just need this trash can just in case. And here we go.
I don't want this trash can. It's full of trash.
This day sucks.
I told you, it's under control. We've been through harder days here at Early Birds.
Hillary sucks. Veronica sucks. Eileen sucks a bunch of sucks.
Oh, it's been a great day. Haven't lost a kid. I got to play Legos for a while. I'm going to build a way better castle than Jack's out of blocks later.
I never noticed the floor in here slants so much.
I'm fine. Could do without Kelly around. Though I do thrive in adverse elements.
Just treading water as usual. I might just stay in here a while. Leaving Pete with all the kids. Oh, God.
She's doing this on purpose. Keeping me out of my own classroom so her daughter can have an opportunity to be a real fat turd, you know? That's my classroom. Hillary's not a turd. Her mother is the turd.
Toddlers are over, so I'm bumping a preschooler from their room back up to you guys.
Shaving cream monster! Oh, hey, boss.
So you're gonna be in ratio with us? Great. Working even closer to my mother, because the best part of destiny is the predetermination.
What? You guys are related? And you both ended up working here? What are the odds?
No, I'm not coming into ratio with you. I've got someone better. Here we go! Come on!
Oh, Watch the moneymaker.
That was your elbow.
I clean with that elbow grease, Missy.
What's going on? Why is Miss Nicole here? She's sick, Mom, and you know I can't handle vomit.
I'm ready to meet my maker. Just rest me in peace on a cot in the back.
We need someone here so I can help other classrooms.
Put her in the toddler room with our overflow, then. That whole place is a cesspool of disease anyway.
They're at capacity.
Capacity? I believe it's called ratio, boss.
Capacity. Mr. Pete, only 12 kids are allowed to be in that room at the most because of square footage.
I don't know what that means.
So you're gonna leave me alone with him and her?
Lay me on the cold tile by the tiny toilet instead.
No, I'm not gonna leave you alone. I'll always be by your side.
We're over in toddlers again.
Just not physically right now.
Get this bathroom door closed.
It's for safety, Miss Nicole.
And the best part of a predestined fate is the downfall.
Oh, so I'm a floater, which means I work in any classroom that my boss tells me to. I really want to do a good job so I can be a teacher here one day and maybe have my own classroom. How did I get this job? Oh, well, you know, my mom is friends with Eileen, and I guess she owed my mom a favor or something. I don't know. My mom keeps telling me I need to get out of the house more, and I keep telling her, Mom, I work out at the gym 7 times a week. I get out plenty. Right? Plus, I guess Eileen needed help, you know, maintaining ratio, whatever that means. Oh, is that what Hillary was talking about?
This is great. My boss is punishing me. My only friend here took my classroom. My boyfriend is being taken away from me.
Not your boyfriend.
And I'm stuck here with my nemesis in a room full of screaming babies.
They're all napping.
But the silence is deafening.
Listen, Bergstrom, I can't take what's not yours. But I can say this. Go get them back by any means necessary. What? I just want some peace and quiet again. It'll give me a chance to roast more wieners at Daily Fantasy.
Yeah. You know what? I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna go get back what is rightfully mine.
Yes, there's that spark.
Eileen thinks she could just hand my classroom away to her daughter.
No way.
Hillary thinks she could just begrudgingly accept my job when it is forced on her.
Well, that isn't really her fault.
Pete thinks he could just spend the night at some other floozy's house.
Okay, that one's about me now. Come on, you're getting too loud. You might wake the babies.
I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna get all of it back.
Okay, why are you putting a baby in each arm?
Oh, well, Eileen said she would write me up for breaking ratio, so I was gonna bring the kids with me.
Great idea. The bye-bye buggy's in the hallway. You can take 4 babies with you and really do this right.
Yeah, that'll shush her up.
No Kelly, no complaining, and fewer kids? I'm really coming out on top of this one.
Mom, please just bring Kelly back in here before more chaos ensues.
Who wants more M&Ms?
Yeah, I can't do this on my own.
No, this is your classroom now. Kelly's in infants. Today is your opportunity.
Miss Hillary, Miss Nicole's kissing the toilet seat.
Mr. Pete, go get her and grab a bucket.
On it, boss.
You could at least pick a day when the walls aren't burning down around us. This is not the path for me.
Oh, God, son of a biscuit, my elbow!
Got you in the moneymaker too, huh? Oh, my abs.
Ms. Kelly, what did I tell you about leaving Veronica out of ratio?
I didn't leave her out of ratio because I brought 4 infants with me.
Stop, stop! That bye-bye buggy is not gonna fit through the door.
This is too important. I want my classroom, and now I'm stuck. I am pinned real good. Okay, I'm free, but that buggy is stuck now. This is fine. Everyone just take a baby.
Well, I say we just leave them in the buggy. I mean, they seem happy, right?
Here you go.
Oh, no, I really don't know how this works. It's moving so much.
Oh, just support the head. There. Wow. Real natural.
Oh, it's all over me. Oh, I'm gonna be sick.
Well, congratulations, Miss Kelly. You kept Veronica in ratio by putting us out of ratio. And now we're all stuck.
We're not stuck. Grayson is almost over the back of the bye-bye buggy already.
Grayson, get back in here.
And besides, there's 5 adults in here. We're well within ratio.
Where'd my toilet go?
Well, 4.5 adults, but still.
You brought infants into a preschool classroom. Our ratio is now 4-1 with all of these kids.
Actually, boss, it's 10-1.
Yeah. The ratio of the room depends on the youngest child in it.
It can transform?
Well, that's a dumb rule.
Because I love work.
I've worked here 12 years. I've never heard of that rule.
Well, it's not often that someone is bold enough to pack up a set of infants like a kamikaze.
I'm here to get my classroom back by any means necessary. And this is my only ammo.
I don't think you understand what happens to the pilots in a kamikaze.
You're writing me up, aren't you?
As soon as I break us out of this classroom.
Oh, God. This bucket's not big enough.
And downfall becomes disaster.
This is fine. We're all fine. We're not outnumbered.
Miss Veronica, how many infants can you carry at a time?
2 in each arm.
Get to preschool now.
Game on.
Well, it looks like you got your wish.
Hey, I'm not the one who wheeled her around in an office chair all day, feeding her a seat of Metafin to keep her in ratio.
No, give me those. I said bottle, not buffet. You need to ration these.
You can't have them, they're mine. The bottle gave them to me.
I'm talking about going back to your classroom for what's left of the afternoon.
Well. Looks like all it took was one lethal case of the flu and some severe dehydration to get you off your high horse.
I would go to your classroom now before I figure out how to give you the bump rush again.
I knew it. Well, she pulled me into her office for another lecture. Nothing I haven't been through before. Didn't write me up. She knows she needs me here if she's going to continue to play this ratio roulette game of hers at the expense of others. Which is what I told her. Which, she took to mean that I would tattle on her to the Child Care Licensing Bureau. So, she wrote me up anyway to cover her own butt. Yeah, smart move. But now the classroom is mine again, and now I get to be with Pete for the rest of the day. Ha! I'm really coming out on top of this one. Oh, God.
Sarah, you're the oldest. Hold this under his chin and don't let go.
I need another bucket. It's coming out faster than I can catch it.
Ew. Rowan, I told everyone to aim at the tile, not the carpet. I am gonna effing kill Nicole.
Oh, it's all over me. I'm gonna be sick again. I gotta get out of here.
Wait, where are you going?
Disaster turns to doom. Erin, you better have that head count this time.
I can't count that high.
Well, tell me how many of us aren't sick then.
5?
Oh, God. 4.5. I gotta get out of here.
You're leaving me alone. Out of ratio. Shasta pop. I'm outnumbered.
Roll credits.
This episode of Preschool was directed by Mark Phelan and Lisa Helmy-Johansson. With writing help from Elise Porter and editing by Adam and Bethany Sharp.
Great job, everyone!
Bump, starring Jennifer Barnhart as Veronica, Stacia Fernandez as Eileen, Lisa Helmy-Johansson as Kelly, Mark Leviser as Pete, Rivka Reyes as Hillary, and Anita Welch as Nicole.
They should know how to make me laugh.
Featuring Amanda Carlson as the toddler teacher.
Voices are chosen by Jupiter Joe and me, Ira.
Music by Lars Eric Larson.
How beautiful.
and sound design by Lisa Helmy Johansson. This podcast was developed by our showrunner, Lisa Helmy Johansson.
Get your finger out your nose.
Hey, y'all. This is Jake, one of the producers of Preschool. Thanks for listening to episode 2. If you haven't already, share Preschool with your family, friends, any teachers, students, really anyone. Check out our social media at Preschool Sitcom. Check out our website, preschoolsitcom.com. And make sure to leave us a rating or review. Finally, check out the next episode where our guest star, L. Morgan Lee, tries to bring a little order to the chaos that is Early Birds.